Ladies and gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Chris, the Herons are back. And we got messy.
What's going on? What? Where is the information?
I guess we're getting ready for a sister kissing fiesta.
I felt like we were playing a 2-8. It was just a 2-8.
Let me tell you, Danny is about to get destroyed in the chat. So you
are we kissing sisters, Chris?
And maybe stepsisters, but not regular sisters.
I've done a little bit of research on him. When it comes to FIFA, this guy's 68.
We're going to have the greatest player of all time on the team. If there's a time to believe, it's now.
It looks like a heron shat all over it. You guys are literally getting excited for a rank 65 player on FIFA 23. We got some pretty good FIFA cards on our squad now, all right?
You gotta understand, Kevintro. This is how we scout our players here on the show.
Just look at FIFA cards.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 167 of the Battered Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
We're about to go smoke a pound over in Denver this weekend.
It's legal.
It is legal over there. Well, they're coming down here with the pound. We're just going to smoke on that pack.
All right. Let's see. Before we bring in our guest, a little housekeeping. Messi, how you feeling? You think he's gonna play this weekend?
No, absolutely not.
He's absolutely not. We purchased an international spot from Montreal because apparently we like to deal with Montreal quite a bit. A lot of people are saying that that's for Matias Rojas. Do you think that there's a chance that we're signing Matias Rojas before next Wednesday in hopes that he can help us out next Wednesday?
Well, I mean, if anybody has proven themselves, it's Hendo. And nice shirt. We didn't even plan this, Bobby.
We didn't even plan this. You know, and just for the record, we're going to whoop up on Denver this weekend, Colorado, because our guest reminded us of the fact that they were champs last year in the NBA Finals, that they beat the Miami Heat. I had forgotten about that. He's throwing up signs right now. I see him in the back screen, right? I see him. So Miami versus everybody. So, yes, and for those of you not aware, BatteredFans.com if you want the shirt. All right, Chris, anything else before we bring on our guests? Because I don't think that much has happened since we last recorded last night.
Nothing much has happened. I mean, let Hendo cook. We still got a week, so I'm pretty sure something's going to go down, whether it's him or somebody else. I mean, a move was made for that international spot, so we're going to see something happen.
Something's happening. And then I had a few people tag me on the replay of that questionable handball that we never got a replay of.
Yeah.
But like everybody that tagged me, it looked like it was a Betamax video. Like I could not really see what was going on. So I still don't know if it was a handball or not. But regardless, I think everybody agrees. If we don't go down to 10 men, I think we have a chance to win.
Absolutely.
But we're moving on to Saturday. We'll talk more about the Monterrey second leg on Monday. So we're moving on to Saturday. We're playing against the Colorado Rapids. And to help us preview this game, we have Mitch from the DNVR. I forgot the rest of it, but I know I was focused so much on getting those right. But DNVR something, I'm sure he'll tell us right now. Podcast network something. I'm screwing it up, Mitch.
It's DNVR Sports.
That's okay.
It's DNVR Sports. No, Mitch.
Correct. DNVR Sports, DNVR Rapids Podcast. Happy to be here, guys. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you. I don't appreciate all that dancing you did when I was talking about the Denver Nuggets, Miami Heat, but we appreciate you joining us and ready to preview this weekend's game. But before we do, how are you doing, Mitch?
Good, man. Obviously, huge win for the Pids this weekend against LAFC. Come from behind twice. It's been a good week. Beautiful, 70 and sunny here in Denver. Can't complain.
Nice. You hear that, Chris? They get happy when it's 70 and sunny over there.
Oh, my goodness. I wish we can get 70 and sunny, but like their sunny is not the same as our sunny. I'll take their sunny over our sunny.
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, you think it's this humid over there in Denver, Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. We don't even have South Park.
No.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing over here, Danny?
And Mr. Krabs, I'm not a Dolphins fan, but yes, good point. Miami can dance on the Dolphins crushing the Broncos. What was it, 70-3?
It was something like that. Wow. It was bad.
So, there you go. So, so yeah, I guess we got that. Whatever. I mean, no title came out of that one, though. All right. So, Mitch.
Ringless Marino is what came out of that one.
Colorado Rapids.
Yeah.
Colorado Rapids. Yeah. How have they looked so far this year?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're 2-2-2. And honestly, that's pretty representative of what the season has looked like, right? They get the doors blown off in Portland week one. They're down 4-0 at the half, lose 4-1. Blow points late against Nashville with just a silly handball in the box from Johnny Lewis. Mm-hmm. Huge win in Salt Lake. First win with the crowd there. They won once during COVID, but have never won there otherwise. With Cole Bassett providing the late winner, which was cool to see. Probably should have come out of Seattle with 3 points, which is a crazy thing to say, considering what the Rapids have been like over the last couple seasons.
Absolutely.
And then they blow a crappy Houston game. Come back twice against LA with Georgi Mihailovic just exploding. And so it's kind of like, what are we going to see, right? Like, is it going to be that Houston, the team that played Houston and blew it? Is it going to be the team that looked amazing against LAFC? Sometimes the press is on fire. Sometimes the press is non-existent. It's like, who's going to score? They've had 7 different goal scorers. Georgie's leading the team with 2, right? So it's like, who's it going to come from on what night? And they're still figuring it out. I mean, whole new system, whole new coach. Chris Armas came in the offseason. So they're still trying to figure that out. They've had a couple injuries that messed that up a little bit too. Connor Ronan was probably the most productive player on the team last year in midfield.
Yeah.
So he's been out. So you're figuring out a new double pivot and kind of still figuring out where to put Georgi and make him the most effective that he can be. And there's a lot of moving parts, and still, you're starting a new wing combination every week and just trying to see who fits in. And, pretty decent returns, all things considered. I would probably end up with it's positive, but okay.
At the same Chris time. Henderson, is he considered a Rapids legend over there?
Legend? There's not a ton of them, so sure. Yeah, let's throw them in there.
Well, I can't think of anybody that I say Colorado Rapids and they stand out to me, like, historically.
Well, there's Connor Casey. Valderrama played a season here. Pablo, obviously, in Salt Lake was a long
Was Valderrama the MVP when he played with you guys that 1 year?
No.
I forget where he was that he won that. He won MVP, but I don't remember where he was playing when he won that MVP.
But, that's pretty much the list. Jack Price is kind of like an MLS head legend, mm-hmm. right? But no, it's pretty, Omar Cummings, Tim Howard. There's a few
Tim
names.
Howard.
But...
I forgot about Tim Howard.
Tim Howard, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Have you guys ever won a chip?
Yeah, 2010.
2010 was it when you guys won it?
Yeah,
I was looking it up.
Eastern Conference champion San Jose in San. That was when the MLS was real, not making sense.
Yeah. To be clear, I got into the MLS 2 years after that, so I was not aware of such a final. San Jose was the Eastern Conference champs.
Yeah, that's when it didn't make any. I mean, it still doesn't make a lot of sense if you think about it. But
look at where Nashville is. Nashville doesn't even know where it wants to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They do. 2010 was awesome. They were they won the West regular season in 2021 on decision day. Lost at home to Portland in the playoffs, but. And early on, so, they're one of the original clubs of the MLS. They did go to 2 cup finals in the late 90s back to back, but didn't get a cup out of it.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you got a star.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, aside from getting into the next question, but one of the things I kind of wanted to bring up is your schedule for the next couple weeks. It looks pretty tasty. Other than us. Mm-hmm. You got San Jose twice. You got NYCFC, who's been on the decline. The only competitive team that you have coming in the next six games is Cincinnati. So, I mean, if there's any time that if you guys want to kind of put the pedal to the metal, it's now.
Us included. We're not playing anybody on this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, too, because, Georgi Mihailovic, kind of, borderline USM and team midfielder. He's the most expensive player in club history this summer. DP, he's your 10. You need to see him produce, and he comes out and has just a masterclass against LAFC at home. You have Moise Bombido get his first goal. He's kind of the prize of last year's draft. And the prize of this year's draft, Kamani Stewart-Baines had the assist to Georgie on the winner. So it's you see a lot of indicators where Bombi is really playing well on the back line, kind of anchoring that. Georgie's finding his goal scoring. So you're right. If they make a run, the thing about Colorado is they consistently get a good result and blow it instantly. Like there's no like we just dominated for 2 months, right? There's no like three straight wins. It's always great result, bad result, mid result, good result. It's a roller coaster always.
Historically,
yes, yes.
So let's cut into some of this with some fun here.
Sure.
Mr. Krabs is asking, does Mitch smoke the green? Cause Colorado.
I mean, yeah.
there we go.
I don't drink either. I don't drink either. I'm sober that way. So Colorado and, sober.
and Mitch is asking, he says, he basically says, I smoked two joints before I smoked two joints. And then hey, looks like he passed out on that one.
Whatever gets you through the day, baby.
And Mike V is, he always comes in and gives a guest of ours, a Wish character, says that you look like a Wish Bam Bam Bigelow, which is good. Bam Bam Bigelow. Yeah, no, Bam Bam
Bigelow. You don't know who Bam Bam Bigelow is? I mean, he doesn't have the tatted head.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have the tatted head.
Oh, you're right. That's awesome.
He's an old school wrestler, man. He's like, he's a legend.
That's a throwback. That took me a second. That's awesome.
Let's get over to some of the things that you guys do.
All right,
as far as the
Mitch,
team, or
I think
I started cutting out.
Go ahead,
my fault.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to get to what you guys get to as far as the team or supporters. You guys have any traditions that you guys do?
Yeah, so Centennial 38, shout out them, C38. They're the supporters group. They are always right behind the goal. They probably have the best tailgate experience, definitely in Denver sports. I'd put it up against any team anywhere.
Right, even the Broncos?
Well, so specifically their tailgate. Now, you can go find good tailgates at Broncos games for sure, but their tailgate right there, it's $12. It's all you can eat food. So there's hot dogs, pizza, and then something else that they mix up every game. A local brewery brings like 6 different kegs, and it's all you can drink. So it's all you can drink, all you can eat, $12. They have a band. It's right across from the entrance to the stadium. Parking's free. They usually have a band or like something fun, like
DJ. I'm sorry. Hold on. You said parking's free to the game or to the tailgate?
To the whole game, everyone.
It's a lot to digest there, Danny. A lot.
How much is parking out of Miami?
I mean, it depends. Do you want your firstborn or your secondborn?
It's $50.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What? You get free parking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, so like, you know, most of the stadiums in town, like Coors Field, Mile High, Ball Arena where the Nuggets and Avs play, that's right downtown. This stadium, they have a whole facility out in Commerce City. They have like tons of practice fields, a couple turf fields. They host like their youth club there. They host like, you know, like local events and stuff. So they put those... It's out from the stadium, out from downtown. So they have room. They have a shitload of parking lots. They're all, you know, it's all out there. And it's free. Yeah.
I am in utter shock right now.
It's pretty tight.
Danny is about to write a full letter to not only the MLS, but to Inter Miami ownership.
It used to be $30, but then we got the Messi tax. So it went up to $50.
Yes. Yeah. It's wild.
All right. Go ahead, Chris. That's awesome. Keep going.
Yeah, Danny's already ready to riot. Well, now, as far as the team goes, you know, what kind of formation do you guys typically play when it comes to, you know, getting on the pitch?
Right. So they'll come out in like a 4-2-3-1 right now, especially with Connor Ronan hurt. So it's going to be Cole Bassett and Ollie Raz will kind of be the two there, double pivot. They're really more natural eights, 8-10s kind of guys, but they've been linking up well with the center backs. So you'll put Georgie in the middle ahead of them. The last iteration was Kevin Cabral and Calvin Harris on the wings. So tons of speed. And then, Rafa Navarro up top, lone striker. Now they broke this out late last game, where they brought Darren Yappe, the backup striker on, and they just ran more like a 4-2-2-2 for the first time, which really opened up, space for Georgie there. So it kind of just depends how they want. And then, you know, they have some defensive subs they can go to where they can really go 4-3-3 or even 5-3-2 if they need to.
Defensively, do you guys press high? Do you play like a mid block, low block?
They are, I mean, so Armas, you know, came from Red Bull under Jesse Marsh.
And then, God.
So, forget it. You know,
it's a wrap.
Pressing. Which has been great at times, honestly, this year. Like, it really has. In that win against Salt Lake, you know, Chicho and Diego Luna were basically invisible for the last 25, 30 minutes. The press just doesn't stop. Like, it's not necessarily, I'm not going to call it the most organized, strongest defensively press that you see in the league, but it doesn't stop and it stays high pressure throughout the game. And it's really thrown off some guys. Dennis Bwanga kind of disappeared towards the end of the game this weekend too. Leaky. Like, I'm not trying to say that Colorado has a fantastic defense, but the work rate is there and it's just annoying, right? It's just nonstop. I mean, it's wave after wave.
Did you see what happened when we played the Red Bulls 2 weeks ago? Like, the weakness of Inter Miami this season all year has been beating the press. When teams press us,
awful,
we just can't work out of it. And so it sucks to hear that.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you think any of the four are going to play this weekend?
Jordi Alba will probably play because he's a
Luis Suarez will probably play.
I don't think Luis Suarez is going to play. No way. They gotta hold all their ammunition for that game on Wednesday.
Right.
That was priority coming into the season, was this tournament, was the Champions Cup.
Right.
You're gonna get eliminated.
So I would say, like, if you don't have the older guys, I mean, this is an outsider's view. You guys will know better than me, but
taking
off some of the older legs might actually help against that press, right? Like, Moise Bombido is one of the two center backs. He has recovery speed like I've really never seen. Sammy Vines is obviously really fast on the left. But Maxu and Keegan Rosenberry, they don't have the recovery speed even close of those guys. Like, the speed is really concentrated up top with Cabral and Harris, and then Moise at the back. Everyone else is not, like, athletically speaking, like, too, like, unbeatable. Do you know what I'm saying here?
I'll mention something really quickly because you mentioned the strength, and then now you're mentioning some, you know, in some way, shape, or form, weaknesses. Mm-hmm. But I think you don't need guys that have speed in that sense on the defensive back line, because Luis Suarez isn't the fastest. And if he doesn't play, you got Campana and Borjolin, who are also slower strikers.
True.
And then our fastest wing, which is Robert Taylor, just got injured last game. So, I mean, at this point, Gressel is on the right wing. He's not fast.
On the left wing,
we're not going to have another fast person. So, I think...
Probably have Afonso.
Maybe, but that guy's, like, brand new out the box. So, straight up. And other than that, I don't know if you guys are actually going to be needing or having the necessity of having guys that run back quickly. You guys can have guys as slow as molasses, and I think you'll be fine as far as recovery is concerned.
Sure. And really, with that double pivot of Cole Bassett and Ollie Oraz there in the middle, and then having a guy like Zach Steffen in goal too to distribute. Like, there's a lot of distribution channels at that back where if they need to play a possession game, keep that high line and kind of just make Miami play the counter. That's where I start to worry, right? Where it's like, if you're going to give the Rapids possession, that's going to pull Maxu up, who's huge. Mm-hmm. He's a giant. He's a good positional center back, but he's not fast by any stretch, right?
Right.
Keegan, savvy vet, great crosses, great long throws, stuff like that. But he's not, you know, he's the oldest player on the team. You know, he's not going to catch a speedy winger down the back. So, you know, they want to play probably how Miami wants this game to go.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right? It's just really curious, like, what playmaker is going to be the one to really make the play at this weekend, right? And if there's just Jordi, you know, one of you doesn't think Luis is going to play, right? Messi's I've said over and over, there's zero chance Messi ever touches the field against the Rapids. I would be shocked if that ever happened. That's so far below what he needs to do. This game, doesn't matter.
I think if it was a game in, like, September, October, I think that he would.
Absolutely.
The fact that it happened right in the middle of the Champions Cup, no way that he was going to play this game.
Yeah.
After losing.
Especially injured. Like they're not going to be like, all right, fine, let's test out the injury today against the Rapids game five of the regular season. That's not happening.
No. Well, and you also have to consider, Danny, we're talking about we just lost. And on top of that, the team, the organization was prioritizing this tournament. So if we're prioritizing this tournament over the MLS season and we're early in the MLS season, there's no way that he's going to be playing. So
no. And I saw somebody in the comments here wrote that they saw Jordi Alba wincing. If at all Jordi Alba isn't 100%, I don't think he plays either. Unfortunately, I think Busquets has to play because we literally have no more midfielders. And I don't think Luis Suarez plays. Diego Gomez might not play. Like, we're going to be bare bones. We're going to have a lot of young guys. You're going to see I forget Javier Morales' kid. He's in the academy. He might play. You're going to see Gressel maybe. Sunderland. I know that they won't do it, but I'd be okay if they just forfeited. They're like, look, we don't have enough guys to go out there and play.
Forfeit?
No?
I wish.
That would be awful. I mean, that would be embarrassing.
I know it would never happen, but literally we don't have guys to play. I remember I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter because they're like, oh, Tata didn't sub anybody in last night. I was like, who did you want him to sub in?
Who's he going to bring in?
Jensen? Those are both goalkeepers. Like, we had nobody to put in. Like, it's gotten unfortunate to a point where you start questioning the medical staff because it's wild the amount of injuries that are – oh, there you go. That are piling up for us.
Well, you know what? You sound like a weirdo, Danny, because everybody was saying the same thing about when Phil Neville was coaching the team. First, they were blaming Phil Neville. Then they were blaming the medics. Then they were blaming the training staff. Like, I mean, at this point, you know, shit happens. I mean, soccer daddy, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what happened to the roster. I don't know.
I know. At one point, we thought it was really deep, and now it's just it just disappeared. Well, all right. Put in Beckham.
Yeah, I mean, he might have to lace him up. Yo, I mean, speaking of so players,
lit. I'm down. Let's go.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. He just jumps in there. All right. So we have a lot of listeners that aren't very familiar with the Rapids.
Sure.
So, what player would you say is probably not a household name that maybe we should look out for and get familiar with?
Not a household name. I mean, honestly, it's probably Moise Bombido. I know I've brought him up a couple times already. He was the number 2 pick in the draft last year. In 18 months, he went from playing at a junior college at Iowa to starting for the Canadian national team. So he's just a giant center back, crazy athletic, insane speed. Still young, like, you know, he's going to learn a lot about playing center back still. Right. But his athleticism generally makes up for mistakes. He had his first goal was on his birthday this weekend against LAFC. Nice. It was kind of cool. I just think to me, this guy's not long for the MLS. You know, someone's going to gamble on the upside overseas for him. He's awesome.
He's young. Bassett, he's 24 too.
Yeah. Yeah. Started later, came in later. He's great. And then Cole Bassett, I mean, he's the hometown kid. Right. He was through the academy. He's kind of part of this whole group of guys this year that went to Europe, Americans, whatever happened with their situation wasn't great, came back. Right. So that's Cole Bassett, Sam Vines, another homegrown, Jordy Mihailovic, Zach Steffen are all guys that are kind of on the fringe of the U.S. national team ecosystem looking for spots. Cole, he was with that last Olympic camp, like the last under 23 camp in Spain. He's looking at like an Olympic team hopeful this summer in Paris.
Nice.
Vines broke his leg right before the World Cup, but he was getting minutes before the 22 World Cup. Zach Steffen obviously has started several times for the U.S. team. And then Georgie, I mean, that midfield is just so stacked for the U.S. that he's probably not going to break in. But if he keeps having games like he did this weekend, he's going to
he'll get some minutes.
Put himself in position to at least get a couple camps in, even if it's just friendlies, right? So, you know, it's an interesting mix. I guess the other guy is kind of the guy I refuse to sell my stock on, even though I probably should, is Kevin Cabral. You know, he finally started again last week. He was kind of the huge acquisition. Galaxy bought him for like $6 million, I think, from someone in France. Hasn't gone great. But he's the fastest guy I've ever seen. He dusts everybody and races at practice. It's crazy how fast he is. You see the skill. Hasn't put it together. So I'm kind of hoping that he had a goal against Seattle. He started, had a good game this weekend. Hopefully he kind of starts to get it back going again.
Now, Danny, I think that you should phrase this question, because the way that you phrase this question, Danny, it's really perfect. Okay. About B.
So I don't, is gambling legal in Colorado?
Oh yeah.
What is it? Okay. Legal?
That's a, we can do anything, question. Baby.
So hypothetically, let's say you're, sure, a degenerate and you want to gamble.
Okay.
And you're gonna put the house on Miami. You just decide, I'm just gonna put the house on Miami. And you're gonna walk up to Tata Martino and you're gonna whisper in his ear, hey, I got the house on you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna help you win this game. This is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're telling Tata so that you could win the house back?
Man, I would probably start Messi for sure. that's a pretty easy one. You'll probably,
well played,
win,
sir. Well played.
Yeah. look, I mean, score. I would work that left side, right? Work the Keegan Rosenberry.
The left side.
He's one of my favorite,
okay,
guys ever. He's the team captain. He's just a true MLS vet. Easy to root for. But if you know, that's where those attacks have been the most dangerous. Portland.
What a shame.
Obviously, Dennis Bawanga had a really close off the crossbar run up the left there. And then look, the Rapids play from behind. Like they keep doing it, and they've gotten, you know, four results this season somehow. Right. But it's dangerous to play from behind. So if you get aggressive early, it's a lot. It really is the key. Like if you can get even one goal ahead early, you know, because then you can allow the best way the Rapids can play is on the counter, right? So if you score early, you can give them possession instead, right? And so,
right,
and then they don't really know what to do because they're still learning these passing systems and networks between guys. Like Georgie's kind of started out playing on the right, so then he was on the left, now he's kind of dead center. And so it's really they have midfield guys in who have shifted because of the injury to Connor Ronan. So allowing possession once you take a lead is pretty much the way to go against these Rapids, like for sure. They're not going to kill you in possession.
Go ahead, Danny.
I was going to say just attack the left side and hope to score early, mm-hmm, and then just give up possession. Okay.
I got to be honest, Danny. It's a shame to hear that, especially considering that this guy right here got injured last game, because if he didn't get injured, he'd be eating. He would definitely be eating. Yes or no? He's on the left side. He'd be eating. That's his world. But now we got Alfonso, who, like you said, smells like baby powder.
Similac.
You know, yeah, like Similac. This guy just came out the womb. And either he's going to bust out looking like a star, or things are going to look real ugly on that side. And Jordi Alba's going to have a screaming contest with him. So
yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
I thought he looked good when we seen him. All right, so I guess we'll get to the predictions part here. I don't know what just happened.
I got you.
All right, so Mitch,
mm-hmm,
well, before we get into the predictions, real quick, Chris, sure, just to help Mitch out, who do you think is actually gonna play? Who's gonna play for Inter Miami on Saturday? I don't think Messi's playing. I don't think Luis Suarez is playing.
Let's bring up the starting lineup from yesterday's game, right? I mean, here, okay, it is, right? We got Ruiz is playing all game.
Ruiz
is, okay, playing. He's playing
as
all game.
As punishment.
Yeah, he's playing all game. There's no way he's getting off the field. Like, even during halftime, he's running up and down the field.
You're running suicides during halftime as punishment, yes. 100%. So he's playing 105 minutes, without a doubt.
Weigand's playing, Aviles is playing, Freire is playing, Alba, I think he's playing because he's become like the heart and soul, I guess, so far.
I agree. I thought he would play, unless what the person said in the chat, that he was wincing, maybe might have gotten nicked up. If that's the case, then maybe Noah Allen. But I also thought Alba would start. So let's go hypothetically, Alba plays.
And I think, I mean, this is disrespectful, but I think Callender's going to sit and Dos Santos is going to play.
Why?
Just because. I mean, this is sounding to be a very disrespectful Saturday this weekend.
No. I think Callender will play. What the hell? What does he have to do?
Say
walk
him.
Side to say side.
Him. Say it him. Say it him.
Listen, you'd be lucky if we get Jensen. I mean, we got a guy, we got nah. Bruno in the chat, Tank. He's probably hoping that Jensen, the third stringer, plays. So yeah.
Look, I think that back five will stay the same, with including the goalkeeper. I think that stays the same.
Busquets, I see him playing. I think he still has to get some minutes in. I don't know if he's playing the whole game, but he's gonna play.
Yeah, I think he'll start.
Gomez is gonna play. Ruiz, of course, is gonna play. Yeah, Gomez is gonna play, bro. He can't live without playing.
Dude, he if you like measure the miles, he probably played two games on Wednesday. Like he is not playing on Saturday.
Gressel's playing for sure. Yes. Suarez, I think he plays, but if not, then Campana starts.
Campana has to
start. And then I don't know who the hell they're gonna throw at left wing. I mean,
Alfonso.
I guess they're gonna start Alfonso over like Sunderland.
Sunderland will play in the midfield over Gomez.
I love this.
I don't know, man. This I love this. I'm gonna be going to this game, and I'm not gonna recognize half the players. Like, there's gonna be custodians.
Those are my favorite games. Look, and let me preface this by saying, I enjoy watching Messi play, right? Because let me tell you something, Mitch. People don't jump at you when they think you're disrespecting Messi.
We love Messi, guys. Yes. We love him.
I love Messi.
We love him. Yes, right. We all love him.
But I do enjoy watching the underdog into Miami team go ahead and try to beat somebody when they're not supposed to. I think that's fun to watch also. When it's that's like, oh, Messi's not playing.
Do you think that this is a not supposed to win weekend for them?
Yeah.
I think it's after you told me their players. Cares?
Yeah. I think after what you told me the Colorado's playing style is, mm-hmm. in my mind, this game just got a lot more difficult to win.
Sure.
Especially with our injuries and all that. I think this is going to be a lot more difficult to win. I think we're going to – well, I'm not going to get ahead of myself with the prediction. But, yeah, I think it's got a lot more difficult.
I guess the last thing I'll put there is probably that their best games this year have been against the best teams they've played. Right? Like LAFC this weekend, at RSL, and in Seattle. Right, and those were back-to-back. They got 4 points out of that. Should have been all six pretty easily. It was actually really frustrating. They only came four, which is crazy to say, considering they were bottom of the West last year and missed the playoffs the year before, right? So it's like they're definitely in form against the big dogs. They show up. So I'm glad that there's at least a little bit of some modicum of respect for what the Rapids are doing over there.
Let me leave you with this, though. Before you give us your prediction, mm-hmm. over the last two and a quarter, I guess you could say, seasons for Inter Miami, they've lost 23 games away from home, but at home they've only lost 11 times.
Right.
And the last two and a half, like they play very well at home, even when we had sorry ass Neville as our coach. So.
Right.
You're disrespectful, bro. Mad disrespectful. He's doing big things in Portland, bro.
He moved up respect. On the Rapids. That's it. After that, it's been downhill.
That was a beatdown. That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to a game where, according to sounds, our goalie Drake Callender will be playing left wing. So
love that.
That's gonna be fun.
So that's gonna be fun. All right.
Goalie, oh my goodness. Super, look at what's happening, Danny. Supercalifragilistics already coming out the box. Right, guys. We love Messi. I breathe Messi's air. He shares it with us.
If you ever want to see just people get roasted, you go just go on our old YouTube videos. Any episode you choose, you'll see all the people cursing us out for disrespecting Messi.
And we go ahead, Mitch.
There's something like that here. So like, you know, our whole network does shows like this where it's like, you know, live on YouTube with interactions and stuff. A couple years ago when Jamal Murray was hurt, this little dude from Argentina, Facu Campazzo, was playing all season, and his fans are insane. And it might maybe it's an Argentinian thing, maybe it's just specific to those two guys, but it was like you could not say a wrong word. You would get death threats, you'd get like crazy DMs. It's like, so I feel you guys.
I went like after the third game, no, so the fifth game, I said, up until this point, I think Luis Suarez has played like our MVP. Holy shit, I swear to God. I have never said anything more disrespectful in my life. If you read those comments, apparently, let me tell you something.
How dare you?
The slack I got for suggesting that up until that point, Luis Suarez was the MVP of the team. But whatever.
God forbid.
I love Messi.
God forbid you speak anything positive about anyone else except Messi.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Don't you dare.
And, all right, Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So prediction time, Mitch. It's game time.
Okay.
You got to give everybody what your prediction is going to be. What are we doing here, Mitch? What numbers are we going with?
I'm going to call it a 2-2 draw. Ooh. I really think that's Rapids have been scoring, but not scoring a ton. This was, you know, this was the first game they had scored 3 goals since May of last year.
Hold on. You're cutting out, Mitch. You cut out a little bit, Mitch. Yeah. You cut out. We can't hear you. We can't hear you that well. Something's happening. I think it was the connection with the microphone, maybe.
It was the disrespect for Messi. What happened.
Yeah, that's what happens. You talk bad about Messi. You even think bad about him. Forget about it.
I was hacked. Look at this. I was hacked.
Don't disrespect my Argentinian lord. Look at that.
I'm a Messi guy. Hey. it was actually the first soccer kit I ever bought. I was overseas, and I was like, that's the one I want. I had no idea who it was. But it was the blue and white Argentina home kit.
Okay.
It said Messi on the back. And then the rest was history. This was in like 2007. This was like long, long time ago.
I'm going to drop a fun fact right now also, because I got a lot of shit because I'm a Real Madrid fan.
Sure.
But I'm going to
real
drop...
tough, huh? No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, well, personally, no. But on this show, yes.
Sure.
But I am going to drop, now that you brought that reminded me. You know, I got into club soccer in 2013, right? I wasn't really into club soccer, just international. But before 2013, I actually purchased a soccer kit that was in an international Colombia, United States. And it was a Barcelona Messi jersey. I own a Barcelona Messi jersey, and I'm not a Barcelona fan. But you just reminded me, my first ever club kit was a Messi jersey. Barcelona, which I never really wore, but all right. Sorry to cut you off, Mitch. So go ahead.
No, you're good.
And he said, no, he said 2-2, Danny. He said it's 2-2, a 2-2 right. draw.
I think 2-2. You know, I think they're going to get some goals. I think they're going to give up at least one goal they shouldn't have. They've been pretty dialed in on set pieces so far. So I think they're just going to somehow find a way to manufacture 2, but I don't think the defense is good enough. Depending on who plays right now, if you told me none of the 4 are playing, I'll probably pick a Rapids win. Right, because there's no way they're sitting anyone. They're looking to go get as many points as they can. There's no like we have to rest for this competition, or we have to, you know, they're not part of the senior team isn't part of Open Cup. You know, there's nothing like that they have to worry about. So
Busquets is the only one that I think has to play by default, just because we have not many other heads in the midfield. But Jordi Alba might not play, I guess. Luis Suarez, I don't think is playing. Messi for sure isn't playing. And Busquets hasn't necessarily looked like prime Busquets recently, so.
I'm going to think it's a draw and just cross my fingers for a dub because I think it's possible, you know?
Okay.
Like,
I think it's possible. Yeah. I mean, my prediction isn't going to go that way. I think it's going to be like 2-1.
Sure.
Inter-Miami wins. I think that's a possibility. I think it might be a little sloppy, to be honest. It might be 3-2, just for shits and giggles. What do you think, Danny?
I think the fact that they play that high press, we've been playing a lot of long balls recently, and I think we might catch them with 1 or 2. Maybe we have somebody that can finish. So I could see us scoring 2, but I could also see us turning the ball over plenty and giving up 2. I'm going to go with Mitch. I'm going to go 2-2 draw. Just because when we're at home, we're a hard team to beat.
Yeah.
But with the injuries and everything piling up, I don't necessarily think that we're a shoo-in to win either. So I'm just going to go 2-2 draw also.
Well,
let's go.
Is it game time, Danny? Is it time to stop talking?
This is Chris's favorite part of the show, by the way. Mitch, we're almost done.
Okay.
Mitch, we're almost done, but now we got to have a little bit of fun here. We're done with soccer. We're done with football, guys. We love Messi, but it's real life stuff here now, guys. So here we got a sandwich. I'm just plopping it right here on the screen. You got to pick how you cut that sandwich in your life, Mitch. Do you go diagonal or you go north to south?
Diagonal.
There we go.
Diagonal cutter. What are we doing?
Man. You get more sandwich, and I don't know how the math says so, but you do. Yeah.
No, that is incorrect. You know what? I'm gonna have to really do some like scientific research here, Danny, because that is not possible.
That's what it feels like. It just feels they both of those pieces feel bigger than the other one. I don't know.
So also, Chris, I don't know if you've noticed, but when I think somebody brought it up on the show. When you purchase those little sandwich holders, it comes diagonal.
I bought a half one, a north to south one. I didn't buy no diagonal one.
Those don't exist.
This is a circus. What kind of humans are you cutting your sandwiches diagonally? That's illegal in some states.
Nothing's illegal in Colorado.
Exactly. They probably cut it in circles. So here's the next question, Mitch. So when I go grocery shopping, I hold the shopping cart from the front like a man. Okay.
Like a homeless person. Like a homeless person.
Yeah, dude. That's so funny.
So hold on, wait, Mitch, wait. We gotta lead it up, okay? So are you a front cart holder or are you one of these normies with the back cart holder?
Pusher. Okay, He's a pusher.
Okay, if I have my druthers, am I allowed my druthers on this? If I'm allowed my druthers and I'm at Costco on the weekend with my wife,
what the hell's a druther?
I don't even want to be on the cart. I want to be the guy walking not in the cart. That's my preference. Is no cart. But
no. You're a basket holder?
Yeah, I'll do a basket. I got a grocery store really close to my house. I don't do
two major groceries.
Week worth of groceries. I just go grab whatever I need. So, but yeah, I'll say I'm a pusher, not a puller.
Okay.
Right, and now I need to know what the hell a drudder is.
Druthers. If I have my, it's an old timey saying. I don't know if I have my way, if I have my.
Don't tell me you're one of those people that call soda pop.
No, soda. I'm normal.
Okay.
Good. No, boy, you don't
have. I'm normal. The one I don't like. There are people that call grocery carts buggies out here.
Never heard that.
Yeah. What? Don't like that.
Sounds like a
when somebody's just joking around, do you say I'm just Joshin?
No.
Oh my God. What?
Good man.
I say, right. You know, effing with you.
Wait.
Messing with you.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. One more, Danny. One that we created yesterday on yesterday's show. Okay. Mitch, boy bands. Best of the best. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Where are we going?
Whoa. Man, are you going for peak or are you going for...
Right now. Just boom. Just right out
overall,
the mic right now.
Overall.
Boom. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, boom, baby. Woo!
I told you.
Millennium came out when I was in like fourth or fifth grade. That was my jam, dude.
NSYNC is a one-man band, man. That's it.
That's true, too.
JC Chazay is good.
Nah, what are you talking about? I told you.
Good dancer. Good singer. Good dancer. What are we doing, guys?
It's Backstreet Boys over everything. You're a wild man.
Mike says 98 degrees. I like 98 that. Degrees. That's hilarious.
Nick Lachey over here.
He has a running show right now.
They're shooting. He's on Love is Blind. Right, Nick Lachey.
He's on everything on Netflix. He is Netflix at this point.
He was just sitting courtside at a Nuggets game the other night, so I think they're filming Love is Blind here or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
nice.
Out 98 Degrees. How about that?
Menudo. I don't know. I don't know if Mitch is up with Menudo.
Look at this.
Yeah. All right. Oh,
New
hell
Kids
yeah.
on the block. I mean, they got a Wahlberg. I'll take that.
New Kids is before my time, but not that much before my time.
Donnie Wahlberg is on New Kids on the Block. Mark Wahlberg's brother. You know, fun fact, Mark Wahlberg was supposed to be on New Kids on the Block. But Mark Wahlberg is too hood for that because he's from Boston.
Fuck out of here.
Southie, get the fuck out of here, Southie. Fuck that shit.
All right. Awesome. Mitch, well, we appreciate you having some fun with us.
Dude, spending time thanks with for us, having me. Man.
Yeah, man, that was a good time. I really hope we kick your ass. But sure. I'm not feeling too confident. fuck the Nuggets and let everybody know where they can find you.
DNVR Rapids on Twitter. DNVR_Rapids is our show account there. We always put out our links for our shows. We do at least two shows a week. We do a post game, we do a midweek show. We have guys like, you know, Tom Bogert on. We've had the GM, the president of the Rapids on, players.
Have you had Taylor Twillman? Because he's been avoiding us.
We have not had Taylor yet. I've been working on that one, so we'll see how that goes.
Shame on you, Taylor.
Yeah, but, he told me he was gonna come on with us, and then he completely ghosted me.
Damn, if I get a hold of him, I'll tell him to get over here. And then DNVR Sports on YouTube, throw us a subscription. We have all sorts of shows, but this one DNVR Rapids is obviously my favorite. So check us out.
Appreciate Same you. Money. And my Vice City Luke is just joining us now. I know a Thursdays is weird, Vice. I mean, we only had like 60 some odd people in here. That's really low for us usually. But we appreciate
it's the rapids effect, baby.
Thursdays, that 8 o'clock time slot on Thursday kills us, but it's all good. We appreciate everybody that did hang out with us. Chris, any final words?
No, that's it, man. I can't wait for Saturday. It's going to be a fucking blast. So,
are you making it down here, Mitch, to the game? Is there a large contingent that travels?
No. Large contingent, okay. You know, like, I'll bet you there'll be a larger contingent than
people moving down here.
You know, our closest game is like an 11-hour drive to Salt Lake, right? Like, it's not
really.
Like, yeah, our Kansas City, I guess, might be a little closer, but it's like, you know, nothing.
I didn't realize how isolated you guys were.
There's no close game, so you're flying, then you got to, you know, Airbnb or hotel or whatever. So traveling is tough, especially they've been bad lately, but they had a couple good crowds. They had a good crowd in Portland, good crowd in Salt Lake, you know, and as they get better, I think more will show up, but not necessarily a national brand. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of casual Rapids fans across the country that are packing stadiums like a Miami visit would do, you know? So
yeah, I get you.
We'll see.
Well, thank you, Justin Blair, for joining us. Justin Blair is one of those weird guys that call soda pop. So that must be like an Ohio thing. Again, thank you, Mitch. You were awesome. We really appreciate you. And for everybody that joined us, thanks again for joining us on this awkward 8 o'clock time. If you're listening on audio, thank you for listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5-star comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, please thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. No, seriously, go tell your friends. And for those of you that joined us in the chat, as always, you guys are the best part of the show. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the last 45 minutes or so. And we'll be back on Saturday night to give you the post-game reaction show. So until the next one, have a good one.